Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can also get more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And again, I want to start the program off by explaining that I am not the Forbidden Doctor. That's a name we came up with based on the idea that the doctor that is inside of you that was created at the time of your conception, that guided the building of your body inside your mother in your earliest development, and continues with you to this day as long as you are, you know, your heart's beating and your lungs are breathing, is this intelligence, this doctor deep inside you that knows how to heal your wounds. It knows how to make sure that the gases are exchanged properly in your lungs when you breathe, that your digestion works the way it does, that your immune system works the way that it does. There's a philosophy in healing out there that life is loaded up with a bunch of landmines in front of us as we go through the years of our growing older. And if we can avoid those landmines, we can live to a ripe old age without any kinds of problems. There's another philosophy that says that there's this vitalistic force inside of us, that as long as that vitalistic force is taken care of in the sense of a good and proper balanced nutrition, plenty of rest, clean water, and good living in the way, in the sense of your attitude about life, doesn't matter how many landmines you run across, you're going to recover, you're going to heal quickly, and you're going to get onto a ripe old age without being full of chemicals that Big Pharma wants you to take in order to live better. It's what I refer to as living better chemically. I believe in the second process, living better nutritionally, and that's what I wanted to address, and that's what I usually do here on the on Doug's Good Day Health Show, is talk about the nutritional end of life that seems to be missing in the understanding of a lot of people, simply from the fact that if their bellies are full and they're not hungry, then their dietary needs have been met. Of course, that's rather silly, that kind of thinking, because you can fill your belly with potato chips and dip. Doesn't necessarily mean that your body is getting the nutritional requirements that are necessary. We know that there are billions, just billions of chemical processes happening every second inside the body that you don't even think about. If you got up and walk across the room to get a drink of water or something else, and then return back to where you were at the workstation, if you're working from home or in an office somewhere, or if you're just watching TV, or you're taking care of some other need around the house, and then you go back to where you were a moment ago, you never give a thought other than the fact that, well, I need to stand up and walk over there. You don't even think that. You just stand up, walk over there, turn around, walk back, and sit down. And the hundreds and hundreds of muscles, they're involved with you doing that. You never give a second thought to it because it's all under automatic control. Well, the processes inside the cells are under an automatic control as well, being regulated by the brain. Nothing starts happening inside the body without the brain telling it to happen. And nothing stops from happening without the brain telling it to stop happening. You know, just something as simple as digestion. Digestion begins when you smell something at a distance. Like you walk into a room and someone's making your favorite pasta or your favorite steak or your favorite salad dressing or whatever else. And as soon as the brain picks up those aromas, the processes of digestion have begun. But they did not begin until the nervous system, picking up that sensory, that aroma, that smell, starts initiating the process of digestion. And then when the digestion has finished, it doesn't just finish because there's nothing left to digest. The sensory system inside the body, in the stomach and in the small intestine and in the pancreas and in the gallbladder and in the liver, all sense that the chemical balance of what you just ate is changing. And so it says, okay, that's enough. We're going to move it from the stomach to the small intestine now. And we're going to move it from the small intestine now into the larger portions of the small intestine until it's ready to go into the colon, which, of course, takes about 24 hours from the time you eat something till the time it's removed, the waste is removed from the body. And all of that, you never think about. You never think about the blood flowing through the little filtration pockets inside the kidneys called the glomerular filters, millions of them in each kidney. You never think about that because that's all automatically being done without you having to give a thought. Well, I think my right kidney is filtering now. Oh, I think I can feel it shifting off to the left. You know your kidneys work that way. Both kidneys are not filtering at the same time. Kidney will filter, and then after a while, the other kidney will filter, and then the first one starts to recover from the filtering processes without you ever giving a thought to it. Now, of course, I could go on and give you a lot of different other ideas regarding the eyes or your joints or the elimination system or how your immune system is triggered by things. Again, these things don't happen independently. They happen because the brain is telling these things to happen. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com and a regular here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. In fact, Doug is coming to see me next weekend here in the Salt Lake City area so that I can take care of him using the particular procedures and systems that we do here in the sense of making sure his nervous system is working the way it's supposed to work, which is, of course, what I'm talking about. Now, all those little processes that I was just giving you an example of, regardless of which of the major systems, minor systems that the body uses to keep you alive, are dependent upon what you eat. Those tiny little micro processes where I spent on a nano level, just, you know, even on a molecular level, taking place inside cells to do the process of the liver cell or the heart cell that have the needed nutrition that's necessary for them to operate correctly, will make up a portion of the tissue. And as long as that portion is working and other portions of that tissue is working, you're going to have a healthy kidney, or you're going to have a healthy ovary, or you're going to have a healthy eyeball or whatever else. And the problem that begins to show up as we age isn't the fact that we're getting older. It's the fact that certain levels of malnutrition begin to show up because your body cannot use that creamy filling inside of an Oreo cookie and use it in place of calcium. It can't take those greasy French fries at your local convenience store and use it in place of copper or iron or magnesium. These things must be present in the diet in order for certain chemical processes that are dependent on iron or dependent on copper or dependent on some of the trace minerals of which, like selenium, that's necessary for your thyroid to work correctly. The amount of selenium that your body will need and use in an entire lifetime would fill a teaspoon, and that's it. But if it does, you don't have it, eventually the thyroid is going to have problems getting some of the job done that's necessary. When we have diets that are depleted in iron, and I'm not talking about a metallic iron, I'm talking about iron that comes from Mother Nature. Well, of course, you know, iron ore is the product of, you know, Mother Nature, if you want to give her the credit for the entire planet. But it has to be, minerals have to be coupled with plants in order for your body to utilize them. Now, a lot of times our mineral supplements are nothing more than just finely ground up rocks that would be better placed in your home garden so that that mineral will get into the soil in a metallic form. The plant, through the sunlight and through water and through the minerals that are in the soil, can produce, whether it's a pepper or corn or a tomato or squash or whatever else, will take that mineral out of the soil in the form you can't use and bring it into the plant into a form that your body can absorb. So whether you get it from plants or something that ate those plants, you finally get that mineral in a form that your body can actually utilize. So many supplements on the market right now, if you read the label, you know, like calcium, the most common form of calcium that you'll find in calcium supplements is calcium carbonate, which is chalk, which is what the mountains are made of. Limestone is essentially calcium carbonate. But it's cheap. And because of food labeling laws, mineral suppliers can get away with putting a ground up rock in a pill and tell you that this is a good, healthy, Mother Nature oriented supplement form of calcium, which is the truth. Mother Nature made the rocks. Or God, whatever you, the heavenly host, whatever you want to credit for this. It came from the earth, but it doesn't mean that it's in the form that the body can properly use. But I'm using calcium as an example because calcium is so important to so many functions inside our body that we actually have an organ to regulate the level of calcium that's in the bloodstream. It's called the parathyroid glands. And the parathyroid glands have a hormone, actually two of them, that regulate the amount of calcium that's in the bloodstream. All the other minerals that are required for life, of which there are scores of minerals, most of them in such small amounts that I said a lifetime of that mineral would just fill a teaspoon. Those levels are regulated by the kidney. Now, when we get back, I want to talk more. We're going to go to break. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this in the sense about how vital even the smallest amounts of these things are necessary for proper function to take place. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tired of the financial stress?
Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore?
If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Also ForbiddenDoctor.com. So I'm talking about calcium, and I want to talk about some other minerals, but the thought just came to mind. If you are having problems with your heart, and let me tell you, the number one cause of heart disease is malnutrition. There are certain things that appear in foods, rich, good, strong, organic foods that are absolutely necessary for the heart to work correctly. Over time, when we are missing these particular ingredients, the heart starts to break down. The heart muscle gets weak. The valves get weak. They don't close properly. They don't open properly. The heart begins to swell. You get cardiomegaly, which is where the heart begins to get bigger and bigger. It gets bigger because it has to work harder to get the same job done that it did in an efficient small size. Now, there's something called the calcium quotient or the calcium number for the heart. And it is part of heart disease. But again, you didn't catch heart disease. You didn't go to some convention somewhere and you come home with heart disease. You didn't rub up against somebody who has heart disease and you caught their heart disease. Now, you know that's silly. Heart disease is a process that begins earlier in life, and it gets to a point where suddenly your life can be threatened by the breakdown of the heart muscle or the valves or the nervous system that exists inside the heart. And calcium has a role to play in this because muscles will not contract without calcium. Your heart will not beat without calcium. And so you know calcium is necessary for the heart. But the calcium also can start to build up in the linings of the coronary arteries and arteries throughout the body. It's not just the heart. And begin to block the flow of blood through the coronary arteries. The first blood that comes out of the heart when the left ventricle pumps blood into the aorta, the first blood goes to the heart. I'm sure that's no great revelation. That only makes sense. The first blood that bleeds off of the aorta goes to the coronary artery structure. So the heart gets the first amount of blood, and so the heart gets the first food content of the blood, because obviously that thing's got to keep beating if we're going to be alive. But the body, if the serum calcium is high enough and there are certain factors missing in our diet, the body will start depositing calcium along the lining of the arteries. Now, it's not just in the heart. When I take x-rays of patients and I see calcium lining the carotid arteries on an x-ray, I kind of point this out to them and tell them, you probably ought to go get this checked, because it's part of the plaquing mechanism that takes place in the heart. The heart isn't getting plaque built up in the linings of the coronary arteries because it doesn't have anything better to do. So let's just get rid of all this excess calcium here. The calcium and the cholesterol that are making up the plaquing that line the coronary arteries is a result of, it's a Band-Aid. It's simply a Band-Aid that your body is using to lay down over inflamed arterial walls. So the problem isn't that we've got calcium building up in the heart, though we do, and though it is. It's why. Why is the calcium building up in the lining of the heart? So that's going to take more than a couple of minutes to explain, because we're coming up to a break here. And when we get back from the break, I want to tell you why that takes place and why that calcium number for your heart is so vital. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says interest rate hikes may need to accelerate again as inflation has resurged in recent weeks. His comments led to a sharp drop in U.S. stocks Tuesday.
Wall Street closed sharply lower after Fed Chair Jerome Powell had this to say during a Senate hearing.
Ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time.
That sent shockwaves through the markets. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost 575 points. The S&P 500 fell 62 points. The NASDAQ dropped 145 points. I'm John Schaefer.
A first-of-its-kind lawsuit by a group of Texas women who have been denied abortions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Texas has banned most abortions, but there is an exception for when the mother's life is in danger. The lawsuit claims the provision has created confusion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I was talking about that calcium number. And there's two different scales that I'm aware of. There may be more than that. Not being a cardiologist, but I certainly understand the heart because half of my patients are over the age of 40. And depending on their diets and their nutritional factors and their exercise quotients and other things, people in their 30s and 40s can start having heart problems where that was unheard of in their grandparents. But here's the problem. Too many of us have a high carbohydrate diet. And carbohydrates are just sugars. And I've said this before, it sounds a little controversial, but it's the truth. Whether you're eating a bowl of broccoli or a Snickers bar, at the end of the day, and when that stuff breaks down, it's still sugar in the bloodstream. Now, you're not going to get a lot of vitamins and minerals with the Snickers bar. You'll get vitamins and minerals with the broccoli. But when your body digests that broccoli as best it can, what's left is sugar. That's why we have carbohydrates in our diet, is for the sugar that it brings into the bloodstream. Now, when we have elevated levels of sugar in the bloodstream, we have elevated levels of insulin. And the idea is that when you have a meal that is more protein and fat and less carbohydrate, you don't have these big blasts of insulin taking place. when we have diets that are high in carbohydrate, like breakfast cereals, mid-morning snacks, eating out at lunch, and at dinner with desserts. And we have this constant flow of insulin that doesn't really get a chance to lower the levels. And insulin is caustic to the linings of the arteries. And the more high carbohydrate diets we have, the more weight we put on, the higher the insulin levels are inside the body, the more our blood vessels begin to be irritated by the corrosive effect of the insulin on the arteries. And so when you have high insulin levels all the time, you have a high corrosive action taking place. You start creating lesions, little sores inside the lining of the blood vessel. Your body, your brain picks that up. Oh, yeah, we've got it. Let's put a Band-Aid on that. And it starts laying down a mixture of calcium and cholesterol in order to soothe and help that lesion heal underneath that placking. But when the cause of it continues, our dietary choices continue, our lack of exercise continues, the stress levels of life aren't changed, we keep dealing with the same stress without making attempts to change it. We keep the same eating patterns, we keep the same high levels of insulin, we keep the same high level of corrosive action, and so we get more placking and more placking and more placking, and then all of a sudden you got a blocked artery. And the strange thing about that, it's happening at younger ages all the time. Now, did they catch a younger age bacteria? No, of course not. It's the diets that create this kind of stuff. And so while life is dependent upon calcium, our dietary choices can make calcium a killer inside of our bodies. You know, does that mean we stop taking calcium? No. Your nervous system, your nerves will not send their signal without calcium. Muscles will not contract and relax without calcium. Your eyes cannot see without calcium. You can't swallow your food without calcium. And the heart will not beat without calcium. And so that's why there are calcium channel blockers, certain drugs that are used to slow down the contraction of the heart when we have high blood pressure. Now, we don't have high blood pressure because we have too much calcium. We have high blood pressure for the thing that I just spent 3 or 4 minutes trying to explain. Our diets bring us our high blood pressure. And so rather than getting really serious about changing our lifestyle, and it's easy to drop blood pressure naturally, we'll take drugs. And one of the drugs that inhibit the adrenals' effect upon the heart, drugs that will affect the nervous system's effect upon the heart. Interestingly enough, in the heart, about 1% of the heart cells are called the pacemaker cells. They're at the very top of the heart. And those pacemaker cells are the cells that create the electrical signal down the bundle of His, what's called the bundle of His, to cause the heart to beat. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. And the lub is the contraction of the heart muscle and the opening of the valves. The lub, or the dub that follows, is the reverse action of that. So you should have lub-dub, rest, lub-dub, rest, lub-dub. And now that I could spend a whole other hour on that. The important thing here is that the older we get following the standard American diet, the more malnourished we become. The more malnourished, the more the heart muscle suffers, the higher the insulin levels, the more the heart is scarred by the insulin levels that never get a chance to relax. And we end up with heart disease. Now, this isn't what I intended to talk about when I started the program, but I just kind of drifting in this direction because it's the number one killer in Western society, not just America. So what is it? What is it that it's not a virus? It's not a bacteria, although there are viruses and bacteria associated with certain kinds of cardiac problems. You have to go back in history, in the history of our country, to a point where we didn't have heart disease. And at the beginning of the previous century, the 1900s, even before World War I, you didn't read anything about heart disease in the literature. It just wasn't there until the first article in the New England Journal of Medicine showed up. It's around 1911, 1912, somewhere in there. And a fellow writing an article that was published in the New England Journal said, hey, I just lost the patient, and on autopsy, we found this gooey, placky stuff inside his coronary arteries. Has anybody else seen anything like that out there? And, that, you know, I'm paraphrasing it, but can you imagine an article like that today showing up? No, there must be 100 different heart journals that are out there. It's not, you know, not just the Journal of Hypertension or the Journal of Cardiology. There's so many other different kinds of journals about the heart, and they're talking about all the different things that they've discovered about this and about that. The number one discovery that people make who their cardiologist tells them, well, you now have congestive heart failure, or you now have congestive heart disease, or you now have high blood pressure, or whatever else. Here are the drugs I want you to start taking. That is a downhill process. Yeah, it might keep you alive a little bit longer, but you're going to lose energy. You're going to lose your strength. You're going to lose your initiative because if that heart isn't beating like it's supposed to be, like Mother Nature intended, there's going to be something that has to pay the price for that. Now, the alternative to that is the changing of the lifestyle, and that begins with changing the diet, moving away from the foods that have robbed the heart of the vital nutrition in the sense of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that I was talking about, and back to something that comes from the earth rather than food processing plants. And you know what I mean. I don't have to get specific about that. This is why I love farmers markets, because you can get food directly from the earth without it having gone past or gone through a bunch of other kinds of handling. And, of course, they're seasonal. They're not there all the time. But you can still shop in supermarkets for organic foods. Well, we have Dr. Jack, but they're a little more expensive. In some cases they are, but not in all cases. But an interesting thing begins to show up when you move your diet more towards organic foods. You find out you don't need as much. In the hypothalamus, it's this organ, this gland that's inside just underneath the brain at the top of your brainstem. It's sitting there, and it regulates hunger. And it doesn't just say, oh, the stomach's empty, we're hungry. It will give you what are called the hidden drives for hunger, the hidden messaging. I forget the exact terminology for it, but it's when you are lacking in something in your diet that the hypothalamus knows it needs to be there, and the blood is running through the hypothalamus, and there's all these little workers in the hypothalamus. Oh, there's the copper, yeah, there's the calcium, there's the magnesium, there's the selenium, you know, and here's, oh, wait a second. He's missing this. He needs this. The brain can't work without this. And that, this could be a lot of different things. So a hunger is created inside of you for a steak, or a hunger is created inside of you for organic grapes or raisins, or a hunger exists for pickles and peanut butter. This is where these crazy hungers come from with pregnant women. Because as that baby is developing inside of her, that baby is going to steal, beg, borrow, abscond with every little last nutritional element that mother has. The baby will steal it from her to make sure that the baby has what it needs to continue the development of its eyeballs, to continue the development of its ovaries, to continue the development of its heart or its thyroid. And so mom suddenly wakes up in the middle of the night, honey, I need some dill pickles and pistachio ice cream. What? You know, just what? Well, that's where that's coming from. But it's not just for a woman who's pregnant. It's for all of us. We get these little hidden hungers that start showing up, and you need to listen to it. But because of laziness or ignorance or something else, we just reach for the bag of potato chips we didn't finish with when we were watching a movie the night before, or there's some leftover popcorn or something like that. Suddenly the belly's full, the alarms go off, but that hidden hunger is still deep inside there. And the heart needs whole food vitamin E, not tocopherol oils. Tocopherol oils, which is right there on the label, it'll say alpha tocopherol, beta, delta, whatever. Those are the antioxidants that are a part of the whole food vitamin E complex. but your heart will weaken and eventually quit working without whole food vitamin E. And one of the best sources of that is whole grains, an organic form of whole grains, whether you put it in cereal or put it in bread or whatever else. When we went from whole grains to white bread, that's when heart disease started. That's when obesity started. And whether it's rice, that we take the bran off of it, the whole grain brown rice, and turn it into white rice is the same as white bread. There's some starch in there, a tiny bit of protein, but that's it. And you eventually, not only will you, you know, put on the weight, your heart will begin to suffer after a while because of that. Now, I know this program has been kind of scattered. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, another podcast, Right in Heart, I've got several podcasts in there that go into great length about what I've only touched on in this program now. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com under the podcast search bar. There's three search bars there. Right in Heart. And you'll see a whole bunch of them show up. And you can, I'm telling you about it. If you listen to all those, you'll know about more about the heart than your cardiologist does. That's not brag. That's fact. Because it comes from research. So, I guess that's that should be it. I'm going to be joining Doug here, the old, good old Dr. Doug here in a few moments. Just to tell you again, Doug's going to be with me this coming weekend. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me to finish out this week's program.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Off we go into the world of medicine. The medical expertise in this portion of the Good Day Health program is coming from Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, all-around good guy, very good friend of this program and of mine personally. I love his wife and him to the point where this weekend I spend it with you trying to figure out what, from Jack's perspective and more from Mary's perspective, is going on in my body. So this is my trip to the snow country. Is there still, I'm going to see a lot of snow still, right?
Are you kidding?
Salt Lake City?
A few more feet. A few more inches. We will have 700 inches at the ski resorts. That's almost 60 feet. Almost six stories of snow. The talk now is, if we don't get any more snow than we normally get, we are going to be flooded this spring.
Well, that's good because the Great Salt Lake has been down. This will help fill it back up again, right?
Yes, it will. It'll help.
Get it to that. Yeah, exactly.
People are already getting sandbags.
Really?
In their backyards that have 4 feet of snow.
You won't have to because you're up on top of the mountain. You're not going to have any problem with that. You got leaks in your roof. But
I'm going to take you to the house, even though it's being repaired because of a leaky roof. You will not believe the snow at our house.
I want to see it. Yeah.
Right. Yes, I'm going to take you to show it to you.
Jack has a weekly podcast associated with Good Day Health, and in the most recent podcast, it's a conversation about cholesterol level and drugs and all the stuff that Jack doesn't like, and what the numbers mean and what they don't mean, and the fact that heart attacks have skyrocketed. This would be a good conversation for you and Ken to have together, to have the different, the contretemps, if you will, the different points of view here, because I know you don't think the cholesterol number is a value at all.
Not Ken unless it gets above 400.
Yeah, well, mine, I think, is 204 this year, up about 20 points from last year for whatever the reason. But my good cholesterol is higher. That number is higher than it was last year. So what I know for you, that's nonsense. Who cares? The fact that people engage themselves with physical labor, you know, you're talking about snow, people lifting, shoveling snow, doing that sort of thing, There is an issue with male fertility. Apparently, the harder you work, the better your sperm. Is that something that makes sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the harder you work, the greater the levels of testosterone your body makes.
Yeah. All right. So there
and
you
the testosterone, every organ in the body needs testosterone. And probably outside of human reproduction, the most important organ is the brain and the heart.
Yeah.
They are dependent on
blood flow.
Testosterone. And when your T levels get low, man, you don't have the drive, you don't have the push, you don't have the get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather sit there and watch some 50-episode, series on TV
rather
than getting around and cleaning up your life. Oh, I'm sorry, that sounded like preaching, and I take that back.
No, we'll test that. I'll talk about it after I've been there this weekend. By the way, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available. It does not cost you anything. They are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's talk about the toxins in the air. A lot of people have been focused on what happened, the fallout that came about as a result of the train crash in eastern Ohio. But you've been doing some research that suggests that there is this kind of stuff all over the place, not just there.
Well, it's backyard burning. Just normal backyard burning. All plastics are almost always involved to some degree, so there's always some level of dioxin emissions. And the thing about these dioxins that East Palestine, Ohio got all the attention for is that dioxins are what are called PVTs, persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic. They stay around. They don't
go away.
One of the downsides of the plastic innovation into our lives is that when you burn a plastic, they don't go away. And these things are not only highly toxic, but they end up in the food chain because the dioxins go into the air with the smoke and the cloud and all those horrible pictures we had of that train explosion where they purposely burned the stuff, the vinyl chloride. And that comes down and it lands on the plants. And it doesn't get washed off in the rain. And so our farm animals, the commercial farm animals, private farm, whatever, end up eating that stuff. And it gets into the fat. And just like in humans, where do we store toxins in our body?
Fat.
We store heavy metals in the marrow of the bone, but you're right. The toxins end up in the fat.
Fat.
And it tends to make us more obese because the fat cells swell up bigger. You know, you have about the same amount of fat cells in an adult as you had as a baby.
Really?
Tiny.
I don't know that. Really?
But the fatter is only because the fat cells got bigger and bigger. What is triggering them to get bigger and bigger?
All right. Careful of what you're burning in your backyard, but
absolutely.
Also, you got to wonder about the incinerators in these local communities as well. All right, there's a word to the wise, some interesting things for you and how it'll affect you and growing food, that sort of thing. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.